The bill before the council requires swimming pools and beaches to have an automatic external defibrillator, or AED, on site. Council Chairman Tom Quirk, the sponsor, says the county had placed the devices in schools, county office buildings, and a number of community centers before he introduced his bill in June.
I'd encourage people to look at it if they Google Project Heartbeat, Baltimore County's public access defibrillation program. Aims to place AEDs in public places to train businesses, schools, and other organizations how to use them.
The county proposal was introduced nearly 2 months after Governor Martin O'Malley signed the statewide version of a similar law. But that law covers only pools owned by county and municipal governments. Quirk points out the difference in his bill.
The thing that makes our bill just slightly different from the state is our definition of public swimming pools also includes private swimming pools.
But that doesn't mean all private swimming pools and beaches, just the ones that are open to the public.
We don't want people to confuse this with a private swimming pool, you know, meaning a swimming pool located on, for example, a private residential property under the control of a single resident.
The state law was named for 5-year-old Connor Freed, who was discovered floating face down in the Crofton Country Club pool in July of 2006. He died on the way to the hospital, even though there was an AED, which could have helped restart his heart, at the pool.
When 911 was called, they were asked right away, is there a defibrillator there? And the response, and I'm not sure who was on the phone really with that 911 operator, but the response was yes, but we're not allowed to use it.
Debbie Freed, Connor's mother, says lifeguards at the pool didn't know how to use the device.
They were CPR trained, but not trained on the use of a defibrillator. So that was terrible in my son's case in 2006, but things have changed since then.
She has established the Connor Cares Foundation to raise money for AEDs and to change laws and regulations to require training on the devices. The American Red Cross now requires lifeguards to be trained on both CPR and AED use. Jan Bamer, with the organization's Chesapeake region, says the devices are essential because they are the second part of CPR.
We need to make sure that these are readily available and people are trained to be able to use them.
She says the machines are now available in many locations, including government buildings and shopping centers.
People knowing where they are and people being educated on how to use them can help to save that life.
Anne Arundel County passed the first Connors Law, followed by Queen Anne's, Montgomery, and Harford counties before the General Assembly passed its law this year. The Baltimore County bill does not have a name yet, just a number, but Quirk says that can change.
I've talked to several other council members, and I do think we will rename Bill 39-13 Connor's Law, similar to what the Maryland General Assembly did, similar to other counties.
Quirk also says that County Fire Chief John Homan will train council members on how to use an AED at the next council work session on July 30th. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting from Towson for 88.1 WIPR.